The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service. And I'm going to turn my mic down for a second. How's that? That's a little bit. That's better. There we go. Welcome, everybody. In a few minutes, we'll begin, and we just want to again extend a warm welcome. Together, we will encounter God in word, in sacrament, and in the presence of each other. I invite us all now who can stand to rise now for our opening hymn. Holy Trinity, one God, love from the beginning, word made flesh, breath of heaven.
Amen.
Let us confess our sinfulness before God and one another, trusting in God's endless mercy and love. Merciful God,
we confess that we are not perfect. We have said and done things we regret. We have tried to earn your redeeming grace while denying it to others. We have resisted your call to be your voice in the world. Forgive us, loving God. Give us your righteousness and strength to put aside our failures and the courage to try again.
Dear people of God, hear the good news. Christ the Savior is born. You are loved and forgiven in the Jesus, who has come among us full of grace and truth. You are free from proving that you deserve to be loved, because God's love is given to you as the most precious gift of all. Rejoice in this love and share it with the world.
Amen. Thanks be to God. How is everyone this evening? So who's like a gift on Christmas Eve family, and who's a gift Christmas morning family? So Christmas Eve family? Okay, some of you out there? Christmas morning? Okay, all right, that's good. So one more night. Well, I happen to have a gift here too. But my question is, why do we give gifts? Maybe we give gifts because we love somebody, and so we give them a gift. So as you're getting gifts tomorrow morning from all your families and friends, you know that that gift is because they love you. And that is kind of, you know what the first gift of Christmas was? God sent us a gift of Jesus. And that's what we remember. So let's open this gift and see what it is. What is it? It's a candle. And you were all given a candle as you came in here today. And we want to remember with this candle. Later in the service, we're going to light this candle off of our Christ candle. And that is to remember that this love of God, which is the gift of Christ, is given to each one of us. It's given to each of you. So let us pray, friends. And for on the count of three, if you extend your hand on the count of three, we'll bring our hands together in a loud clap. So, like we're praying. So, one, two, three. Now repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Our first reading this evening comes from Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Hear now the word. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. As people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. You have broken as on the days of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this evening. It's found on page 3 of your bulletin. I'll begin by singing the light print. Please join in and sing the dark print. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols, but you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy at your coming, O
judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with your truth. Merry Christmas.
Our second reading comes from Titus chapter 2. Hear now the word. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
And invite us now to stand for the reading of our gospel. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Now still we see.
keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heavens and on earth, peace among those he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem. See this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friends.
Merry Christmas.
It's so good that you're all here. It's always a privilege to be leading Christmas Eve service for everybody. It's always a special time. You can feel it in the air. The world just seems thinner on Christmas. Like you're touching the... And we gather tonight in the midst of that specialness, amidst some of our most precious and sacred stories. And somehow the meaning of the story and the specialness of tonight are interrelated in meaning. They are dancing one another. And part of it, I think, we'll be in one of the hymns we'll sing later in this service as we're passing the candles around. You notice there's that line in the hymn of Holy Night that says, "This is the night of the Savior's birth." It doesn't say that was the night. Because this night, is the night where Christ is born in all of our hearts. Because this is always the night. But somehow the meaning of this night leads meaning to all the other nights. And so I know no one wants a long sermon on Christmas Eve. So I'll try and keep this short. But what is the meaning of tonight? I want you to ponder this. The meaning of tonight is about heaven and earth coming together. This is God's will. Christ has come to reconcile all things in heaven and on earth. Tonight is about that joining together. And if you get this, you'll get every other element in the story. And yes, what we call the New Testament will attempt to unpack what this all means for the rest of Scripture. But tonight we feel heaven and earth coming together. You notice it's the angels and the shepherds. The angels represent all of what is heaven, and the shepherds, my friends, they're us living in the field. They are the closest we can get to nature. And there is heaven and there is earth, and we will sing it in our hymn later too. Both heaven and nature sing. It is the coming together. This is also our first big movement with candles. Because in almost every religious tradition, God's presence is symbolized by light. And that is the great mystery even of science, is light. God's presence is the light so bright that you cannot look upon it. And if you doubt me on that, try staring at the sun. Don't actually do that. The sun is so bright as to be unseeable. You cannot look at it. And so, in most religious traditions, God's presence is imagined as that bright light. But on this night, that bright, unlookable light of God's presence shines in an infant. What cannot be seen is seen as a child, as a baby, for us to look on, to behold, and yes, to take care of. But the mystery deepens as this child has come to
to live with us, die for us, and to resurrect so that our lives may be joined to his. So the life of Christ, the life of this Jesus, lives in us all. Which is why the movement of tonight is with candles. This light from our Christ candle, which we only light a few times in the year to represent the presence of Christ with us, will be passed and shared to all of us, and the mystery of life, light, deepens. Because no matter how many times that light is divided or borrowed, the light never diminishes. But in fact, as the light is divided and borrowed, the light grows brighter. Matter of fact, the only way to diminish the gloom of night is with many candles. And we will enact this meaning. The light of Christ, which burns in us all, which can burn in love and faith and hope and peace. That, friends, that diminishes the darkness of our world. The Christmas miracle is this, friends. Christ has come, and we are now the light bearers of the love of God, sent out in the world to love. And it's only through love that the gloom of night is diminished. And then, friends, our final movement of this evening is at our table. We once again enact the meaning of the story. God has come and commanded us to feed our sheep, and we here feed. And once again, the mystery of incarnation happens here. The Christ who came as an infant child returns to us in bread and wine. Once again, friends, come forward, taste, touch, and see. This is Christ's body given for you. And as St. Augustine would remind us, you are what you eat. We eat the body of Christ because we are the body of Christ. You are the light-bearing presence of God in this world. And Christmas is the invitation for us to glimpse what that means. And then to go back out and shine with that love for our neighbors. So Merry Christmas, my friends.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, in a minute, I'm going to ask us all to stand as we spread this light. But it's kind of a renewed tradition for us to actually use real candles. So I've been sworn to have a public service announcement, which is the lighted candle stays upright, and the unlighted candle comes and joins with the lighted. So in a minute, we will all stand as a light bearer to come down and light everyone's candle on the outside. And we ask you to start passing the light down, keeping the lighted candle straight. So I invite us now to please stand. As the light of these candles illumines our faces, may it symbolize the light of the gospel which shines on us from the face of Christ, who once was a child in the manger of Bethlehem, and which one day will shine on us directly from his throne. Rejoice, for by the light of the world we are being made people of the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
out of darkness, and let the light of your faith shine in all that we say and do. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good you do, and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
I invite us all now to please rise, if you are able. Supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me."
Remembering therefore his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again, when all things will be restored in him.
By your Spirit, bless us and this holy food, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining the light of your Son, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And all is defined at Atonement Lutheran simply as all means all, which means all, which means all, which means all. If you find yourself here, you are part of that all, and all are invited forward to receive at this. In a moment, the ushers will come, and we will start on this side. And as you come forward, we ask that you fill our communion rails from right to left. You may receive communion either coming forward standing, or you may kneel, whichever is most comfortable for you. And then when the wine comes around, we ask you to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come only for a blessing, come with your arms crossed, and I will say a prayer over you. There is gluten-free options for the bread upon request. Just indicate it to me somehow. But know again that this table is Christ's life for the world, and all are welcome to this table. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us.
As you sent one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end, as we share with others the joy that fills our hearts and lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life.
Amen.
May the word